So one should very strongly take hold onto the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. One who has no relationship with Nityananda has taken birth uselessly. He's just an animal and a rascal. Then if one doesn't chant the name of Nityananda, he takes pleasure in material happiness instead of Nityananda, natural happiness. And how will his knowledge and his high birth, how will they help him? Becoming insane out of egoism. Such persons forget the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. And they take that which is untrue to be true. If one can get the mercy of Lord Nityananda, one can attain Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. So, hold on to those two lotus feet. Again, he is recommending. The lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are reality. His servant is eternal. His servants are eternal. So again, for the third time, Narottam Das says, hold on to those lotus feet. Narottam presents himself that I am very sorrowful. I'm suffering. Nityananda, you make me happy. Nityananda will make me happy, and then he's praying to Lord Nityananda, please keep me at the shelter of your red lotus feet. Red lotus feet. The word is Ranga, which also, you know, that also comes in Tamil. So it means red, or it means pleasurable also. So this is a song by Narottam Das Thakur. And when you come to this Krishna conscious world, we have many things to learn. We have to learn about all our great acharyas, because Krishna bhakti is received through the mercy of the acharyas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his contribution is prema kumarto maham. The greatest or the highest achievement for every human being is to attain Krishna prema, pure love of Krishna. Narottam Das is Krishna prema personified. And his kirtans, which he has composed, they are a conduit to from this nasty material world to the world of Krishna prema.
Our Togutta Kirtana Gadala in the Mosamana Bodhi Ulo Dande, Krishna prema and Arabia, Pami Ulo Tumpora the Kirk, Puru,
So as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, parampara jano bhalamati. We should know very well what is parampara. So we should know who is Narottam. Narottam is a name of Vishnu, of course. Which means that he appears like a human, but he is the best of humans or above humans. Lord Vishnu comes in many forms, not only as human, but as Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Narasimha, Hayagriva, many non-human or semi-human forms.
Bhagavan Vishnu palveru roopangala vara athagayiru manidha roopangala mattumindri Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Narasimha, Hayagriva pondra manidharu atra roopathini avar thondra.
But Narabapu Taha Sharup, his original form, is from our perspective like a human form. Although actually the right way of understanding is that we are, or from his perspective, we look like, the human form looks like him, not that God is, the Supreme Lord is a just some other kind of human being. But among the Gauriya Vaishnavas, when we say the name Narottam, we usually think of Narottam Das, the great Acharya of that name.
Gauriya Vaishnava Matila Narottam Abdinama Chodapode as Narottama Dasare and the Pair of Narottama Dasare and the Pair of Acharya,
who made a tremendous contribution to the Sampradaya of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Sampradaya Midinda Kodayitula.
By his presence and preaching and sending his disciples to preach. And by composing these kirtans, which are in very simple Bengali, so everyone can understand it. Of course, that's not very much accessible to people who know Tamil and not Bengali. But just as people all over the world who are native English speakers or Croatian speakers or Slovak speakers are learning the songs of Narottam Das because of their spiritual value, you can also do so. So these songs of Narottam Das, they are very, very much central to the Vaishnava culture of Bengal. And due to the influence of Narottam Das, to a large extent, everyone in Bengal up to the present day, or maybe in the present generation not, but they all at least know the name of Lord Nityananda.
Narottama Dasarude Paragali Mulama, Aurude Takatin Karnama, Indrake Samudaya Narakyam, Indre Tanimura Venana, the Punjim Teriam Kalam, Bangala Kupudi, Endarakme Nityananda Rapati Terim.
And a few, especially of the songs of Narottam Das, are very well known.
Narottama Dasarude Paragala, Urisila Paragala, Nigam Prabhamana.
This one, Nitai Pada Kamala, that we just sung, that is very well known among the Vaishnavas of Bengal. In Mayapur at Gaur Purnima this year, I was initiating one young Bengali brahmachari.
இந்த வருடம் மாயாப்பூர் திருவிழா சமயத்துல நான் ஒரு இளைய பிரம்மச்சாரியருக்கு தீட்சை எடுத்தேன்.
So there was a big crowd of Bengali devotees.
அப்ப நிறைய பங்காள பக்தர்களுடைய கூட்டம் இருந்தது.
So I just I gave him the name Brajendranandan.
நான் அந்த சிஷ்யனுக்கு பிரஜேந்திரநந்தனா பெயர் எடுத்தேன்.
So in the I was talking about that. I was talking about the meaning of the name Brajendranandana. So I quoted some words from a song of Narottam Das. Brajendranandan Jay. And I gestured to the devotees present that they should say the rest of the line. And more than everyone said, Shachi Shuta Hoilo say. Everyone knows. Everyone knows this song.
Nay,
Brajendra Nandan Jai Shachi Shuta Hoilo Shai. You don't know it. You have to learn it.
Brajendra Nandan Jai Abdingra Urvariya Solite Na Andhir Kaya Sachan Avang Odane Andhir Kau Kudin Yellarum Shachi Shuta Hoilo Shai Abdingra Soli Adhita Variya Yellarum Solar.
Which means that well, literally means Brajendra Nandan this means Krishna this. Shachisuta Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has become that. Anyway, the point is that everyone, it's so well known, everyone knows it. So that's a very nice thing about preaching in Bengal. You can just sit down and sing and everyone will sing along with you. So many. It's just part of, very much part of the culture. The Rotam songs. Others also, this Jodi Gon. Anyway, they don't know. There's no use to say here. They don't know it. So, in that sense, the people of Bengal are most fortunate. Because this culture of knowing who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, that is very strong. By the grace of Srila Prabhupada, that same culture is being brought all over the world. In South India, Vaishnav culture, all of India, the Vaishnav culture is very strong. But here we want to introduce Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Prem Sankirtan. This Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he was preaching in South India, and he was saying that the people, they know Lakshmi Narayan, but they don't know Radha Krishna. Of course, they've heard of Radha Krishna. The first president of India was from somewhere near here, and his name was, what was his name? Dr. Radha Krishna. So it's not that it's not known, but the whole culture of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's praying, that's not known.
So,
so Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that in South India the people, they know Archan but they don't know Kirtan. Of course, there's Kirtan in South India also. But generally, more emphasis is given to Archan.
இருந்தாலும் நிறைய அர்ச்சனத்துக்கு தான் மிகுந்த வலியுறுத்தம் கொடுக்கப்படுது.
Someone wanted to show that there's kirtan in South India, but this kind of kirtan is not appreciated. It's a car. It's in reverse. They can put Hare Krishna instead of that tune. Yeah. Anyway, if they're reversing, they have to. Someone got upset and they're going away. But with Archan, there's people will come to the temple and there's an Archak.
Archana Valimurai Pati Abina, Akkar Koyli Guruaman, Angur Archakarapar.
And he does the Archan, or the Buja, as you call it here.
Our Archana Panwar, Archana Puja Panwar.
Puja, alright, okay. And everyone stands and watches very respectfully. But with kirtan, everyone gets involved. And the standing very respectfully, which is appropriate in archan, in kirtan there's a different approach, because you shouldn't just stand like this, but there's dancing. So we also, in our temples, we also perform archan. Because that attitude of respect to the Lord must be cultivated. But apart from respect, there is also the ecstasy of pure love for Krishna. That is the special contribution of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave another example. That the other sampradayas, they worship Vishnu and Krishna. So that bhakti in any, all the sampradayas is very sweet. It's like a sweet, a laddu. But he gave the example that the Gaudiya teachings, that's like laddu with extra vitamins. It's more nourishing. Nourishing for the soul, of course. With this nourishment for the soul up to the fullest platform of love for Krishna.
ஆத்மாவுக்கு கொடுக்கப்படக்கூடிய ஊட்டச்சத்தானது கிருஷ்ணருடைய அன்பு அப்படிங்கிறதுல முழுமையான தலத்தை எட்டக்கூடியது.
So we have greatest respect and affinity for all Vaishnavas everywhere.
எல்லா இடங்களில் இருக்கக்கூடிய எல்லா வைஷ்ணவர்களுக்கும் நம்ம மிகுந்த மரியாதையும் மதிப்பும் வைத்திருப்போம்.
And we also like to visit the so many wonderful temples are here in Tamil Nadu.
நம்ம இங்க தமிழ்நாட்டில் இருக்கக்கூடிய பல அற்புதமான கோயில்களை விஜயம் செய்யறதுலையும் ஆர்வமுடையவர்களா இருக்கும்.
But in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching, more important than building temples is to, or building temples of bricks and stone, is to build a temple in everyone's heart.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's உபதேசங்கள் பிரகாரம் செங்கலையும் கல்லையும் வைத்து நம்ம கோயில் கட்டுறதை காட்டிலும் ஒவ்வொருவருடைய இதயத்திலையும் கோயில் கட்டுறது அப்படிங்கிறதுக்கு மிகுந்த முக்கியத்துவம் கொடுக்கப்படுது.
And to bring the to instead of having a temple where people can come and perform bhakti, to bring bhakti door to door.
ஒரு கோயிலை கட்டி அங்க மக்கள் எல்லாரும் வந்து பக்தி செய்யறது பக்தி செய்யறதுக்கு கொடுக்கக்கூடிய முக்கியத்துவத்தை காட்டிலும் பகவான ஒவ்வொரு வீடுகளில் கொண்டு போறதுக்கு மிகுந்த முக்கியத்துவம் அளிக்கப்படுது.
One time, you see our Srila Prabhupada, our worshipable Gurudev, he would generally every morning go for a walk.
நம்மளுடைய வழிபாட்டுக்குரிய குருதேவரான ஸ்ரீல பிரபுபாதர் ஒவ்வொரு நாளும் காலையில கொஞ்சம் நடைப்பயணம் மேற்கொள்வார்.
So one morning he was walking, he was in Paris, and the devotees brought him to the section of the city where they have the embassies of various countries.
ஒரு முறை ஸ்ரீல பிரபுபாதர் பாரிஸ் மாநகரத்தில் இருக்கும்போது அங்க தூதரகங்கள் இருக்கக்கூடிய பகுதிக்கு பக்தர்கள் அவரை கொண்டு சென்றார்கள்.
So one devotee suggested to Srila Prabhupada that in future we should have our temples like our embassies in every city, ISKCON temple.
One காலத்துல ஸ்ரீல பிரபுபாதர் சொன்னார், எப்படி இந்த தூதரகங்கள் ஒவ்வொரு நகரத்திலையும் இருக்கோ அது மாதிரி நம்மளுடைய இயக்கமானது நம்மளுடைய கோயில்கள் ஒவ்வொரு இடங்களிலும் இருக்கணும்னு சொல்லி சொன்னார்.
And Srila Prabhupada said, why? As if to chastise that devotee, he made a wrong suggestion.
அந்த பக்தர் இந்த கருத்தை சொன்னார் ஸ்ரீல பிரபுபாதர்கிட்ட, இந்த தூதரகங்கள் இருக்கிற மாதிரி இருக்கணும்னு சொல்லி பிரபுபாதர் அவரை ஒரு கண்டிக்கக்கூடிய தோணியில ஏன் அப்படின்னு சொல்லி சொன்னார்.
Why every city?
ஏன் ஒவ்வொரு நகரத்திலையும்?
Every home.
ஒவ்வொரு வீட்லயும் இருக்கணும்னு.
Every home should be a temple of Radha Krishna.
ஒவ்வொரு வீடும் ராதா கிருஷ்ணருடைய கோயிலா இருக்கணும்.
Just like we used to see, not nowadays, but I didn't come to Tamil Nadu until to South India at all until 1989. But so I don't know what it was like. But before that, I remember even in Calcutta or a big city, I was mostly in Bengal. So you'd go early in the morning if you went around any place. You'd hear ding, 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 and the smell of incense is coming. Everyone was doing puja at home.
Now, ipparukku kudi sunnalai andha maari illa. Ana 1989 ku munadi na Tenindiya vara kedaadu. Tenindiya la eppadi sunnalai irundhadu enakku theriyadu. Ana adhu munadi paarthomna Calcutta-layum seri, Bengal-la pala idangalla na payanam merkonda podhum seri.